This is the College Football Hub right here on Believe. I am Cam Rogers. Your favorite team show will resume soon. For now, I'll be running through the biggest stories in college football. Be sure to follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Threads, at Cam Rogers Live. Well, let's start with the biggest headline in college football by far. Pat Fitzgerald fired the Northwestern football head coach, led the program the last 17 seasons. Not anymore. Amid hazing allegations, two former players provided details of the hazing, which was sexual in nature, to the Daily Northwestern student newspaper. The hazing was, quote, well known by many in the program. And truthfully, is anyone really shedding a tear over the fact that Pat Fitzgerald got fired? Like, this guy wasn't exactly lighting it up at Northwestern the last couple of years. And yes, the Wildcats got lucky going to a Big Ten championship game because the Big Ten West stinks as compared to the Big Ten East. The guy went 4-20 over the last two seasons. Even though we don't know if Fitzgerald knew about this, how can you possibly not know about all of these allegations when you've led a program for over a decade and you are a member of the College Football Hall of Fame? It would be truly bizarre if all of this was swept under the rug from Pat Fitzgerald. So we can work with a safe assumption that he knew and was complacent to it. He allowed it to happen. He should be fired. This toxic culture of sometimes what we see in college football seemingly is still around. Are there other D1 coaches out there allowing for this to happen? Coaches in the Hall of Fame that are allowing this to happen. How does this fire up a team? Like, really? If anything, it creates more animosity amongst the players. Like, what? Pat Fitzgerald fired, and I don't think Northwestern fans really care. Okay, let's talk about Big 12 Media Days beginning this week. Texas is the favorite to win the conference for the first time since 2011. Texas, are they back? Well, they haven't been lately. 13-12 in two seasons under Steve Sarkisian. The Big 12 will be a 14-team conference for one season at least. We've got Houston, UCF, BYU, and Cincinnati making the move to the conference. Oklahoma used to dominate the Big 12, but it has missed the title game the last two seasons. Brett Venables' squad has one of the easiest schedules this season, which could help for the Sooners as they are on the exit out of the Big 12 and will be entering the SEC in 2024. SEC Media Days, by the way, next week, beginning July 17th, inside the Nashville Grand Hyatt. All 14 coaches will speak, plus three player representatives. Players such as Arkansas's KJ Jefferson, LSU's Jaden Daniels, Mississippi State's Will Rogers will be speaking next week in Nashville. Mark Ingram set to join the Big Noon kickoff team on Fox. He will be an analyst starting this year. Ingram played for the Saints the last two seasons, also played, of course, college football at Alabama, becoming the first Crimson Tide player to win the Heisman Trophy. So congratulations to Ingram on that. Plenty of more college football coverage to come right here on this very feed. So turn on those notifications. The College Football Report, College Football Hub will be coming to your phone as we go forward here. So thank you for tuning in. Again, Cam Rogers with you. Follow me on Twitter at Cam Rogers Live. Also Instagram and Threads, same handle. So there you go. If you have any thoughts on the Pat Fitzgerald firing and the state of college football, DM me, at me. Let me know your thoughts. I want to interact with all of you out there in the social media verse because I feel like this is not an isolated incident. I think there's more to the story, more of this going on in college football. This is just not about Pat Fitzgerald. It's about what else is going on. Of course, we have issues in the past with Baylor, Penn State. Now, this right now with Northwestern, nowhere close, of course, to the allegations from Baylor, Penn State. Those are extremely horrid. But with the allegations with Northwestern, it's still bad. And it's indicative of the fact that we have not learned as a coaching society how to properly motivate players and not create these divides within the locker room, because I feel like that is essentially what you have when these toxic actions are taking place. And in the end, it's just one big fat distraction. Northwestern has been a joke in college football the last two seasons. Does this story help motivate players now to go out and perform? They're going to have to dodge questions about this from the media as if they want to answer that essentially after being 4-20 the last two seasons. Not ideal. Not ideal. And oh, by the way, the Big Ten West, is it that good? No. But I think Wisconsin is pretty much a shoo-in to win, right? Not that it matters, because the Big Ten East is far and away the better division within the Big Ten. But a storyline to watch here as we go forward in college football, especially as we have these changes in the landscape of conferences. Do the teachings of these coaches change as their loyalties change within the conferences? I don't know. Let's just hope that this story possibly motivates coaches who are enacting in this or allowing this change for the better and create a less toxic college football atmosphere. It is July. Not a lot is going on right now. Now is the time to change your philosophy if you are like a Pat Fitzgerald, allowing for these things to happen. Time to change. It's 2023, folks. Back when my dad played football, drinking water was a sign of weakness. Today, we know that is not the case. Electrolytes are key for performance. Come on now. So we'll see what happens. Again, College Football Hub, plenty of more content to come. And of course, your team show will be back very, very soon. I am Cam Rogers. Talk to you soon.